Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Tasha Holtman. I am one of the founders of LSAT Demon and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. Tasha is a former student of the Demon who ended up scoring 178 on her official test. Tasha is also a teacher here at the Demon. How's it going, Tasha?
Great, how are you?
I am good. You ready to dive into this email from Skylar?
Absolutely.
I'll let you read it.
Hey guys, I'm glad to have found your podcast when I did. You helped me realize that I needed to change how I viewed the LSAT and my law school admission goals. I'm now waiting until next cycle to apply with the hopes of scoring in the 170s and apply next September. I just paid for the first tier of LSAT Demon and have been drilling this past week to prepare for the January exam. I can already tell the difference in my understanding of the test from what you have taught me. My question is, how should I balance drilling and practice tests? I'm currently planning to get my score in each section to 30 on the dashboard before taking my first test, then taking another every 20 points higher I get. What are your thoughts? I'm worried this might be too rigid in how I'm viewing my studying.
Cool. So what do you think about the balance between drilling and practice tests? And then what do you think about this, the 30 on the dashboard thing?
So I guess I'll start with the balance. And I think it really depends. So one problem that I had was that I really burned myself out with practice tests before the June test and then scored about 10 points lower than I had been scoring.
What do you mean burned yourself out? How many were you doing? How did it feel?
Well, I was doing one practice test every week in addition to going to 3 to 4 hours of classes a day.
Whoa.
And doing sections and drilling. But between the June and August test, I took a practice test every 2 weeks and I did one reading comp passage each day because that was my weak point. And then I made sure to do in specifically in drilling 15 LR questions a week, 8 games a week, and then one of each section per week. And for classes, what I did was I did the questions in advance. And if I had any questions about the answers to those questions, then I went to the class, and otherwise I didn't. And that was much more effective.
I was talking about it in my class last night. I feel like sometimes Demon students, there's a mistake you can make. You can use the Demon the wrong way if you show up for classes and you use that as an excuse to not do any work outside of class. You seem like you found a really good way of doing it, which is, I'm going to do these questions in advance, and if I knock them out of the park, then I don't even need to go to class. But I do the questions in advance. If I struggle with them, okay, then I'm going to go to class. And then presumably you can ask questions in class because you're like, boy, there's just this thing I really don't understand.
And I do want to add that when I was doing so few LR and LG questions, prior to the June test, I'd already been scoring almost perfect on those two sections.
Yep.
And so that was more of a maintenance effort. If you're still more than -3, -4 on LR, then you should be doing more than that.
Okay, cool. And then you said you ended up doing one test every other week. That actually really makes a lot of sense to me. I mean, I said last night that people should do about a test a week worth of timed sections. So like doing, you know, if you do a section every other day, then you're going to be doing one test per week. And I'm totally fine with that. And then it sounds like, were you doing a full test every other week?
Yes.
Like sitting down and actually doing a whole test all in one go, no, but you're only doing every other week. Okay. Yeah. That's a pretty good pace for me. I think one per week is kind of the maximum. When I hear people doing 2 or 3 or 4 full tests per week, that to me just seems like you're a recipe for burning out.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
I can say that from experience. And,
yeah.
Regarding your 30 and then every 20 points,
yeah.
To be completely honest, I think that's a horrible way to go about it.
Okay, why?
Because in part, the higher you get, the higher your score gets, the harder it is to improve. So yep. You're going to get up to, say, 80. It's not really possible to get up to 100.
Right.
If you really wanted to get mathematical with it, you could create a a bell curve, but I don't think that's worth the time. So I would say that you should set, in my view, set aside a day every other weekend or whenever works with your schedule and take a full test.
Okay. I like that. I would tweak that and I would say, I don't really care if you even do full tests. I'm okay with people doing it one section at a time. But what I'm not okay with is people burying their head in the sand and never doing timed practice. That I'm really worried about. So my concern with Skylar's question is if her drilling number isn't going up, then she's going to do no timed practice whatsoever. And I really want to encourage people to do timed practice regularly, starting at the very beginning of their prep.
Yeah, absolutely. Those sections are so helpful.
Yeah.
In part because since they're not so long, you can really go much more in depth in the review.
I agree. And that's the problem with full tests is that people sometimes do a full test and then they just skimp on the review. And it's like, well, wait a second. If you didn't learn from the mistakes you made, then that kind of defeats the purpose of doing all this work. It's just an inefficient use of your time. So I would really prefer that people, I want a balance, right? What we always say is roughly one third drilling, one third timed sections, and one third live classes for people who are subscribed to our live classes. In the live classes, you can get help and you can interact with your teachers. In the timed sections, you can desensitize yourself to the ticking clock and really get used to the idea that you are going to be timed and you basically have to ignore the clock. And then on the drilling, it's like, yeah, one question at a time and then immediately learn as much as you can from that question.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Anything else for Sydney?
Good luck. Good luck with your studying.
That's
nice. I hope you listen to our advice.
This is why we have other people besides just me and Ben come on the show, because y'all are nicer and remember to say things like, hey, thank you. Yeah, good luck. All right. Excellent. Thank you for being here, Tasha.
Thanks for having
listeners,
me.
Yeah. Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening. Thank you.